AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is produced by All In Media, hosted by Itamar Roy. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Morning.
I don't know if it's okay to say good morning because, you know, it's a podcast. They can listen to us whenever they want.
So right. For us, it's anyway, good morning. It's still good morning for us.
Still good morning. For us, it's good morning. So nice to have you here. I will start by introduce you both, or you would introduce yourself, please.
Okay, so my name is Ilan. I'm heading the global operations in Kornit for the last 5.5 mm-hmm. years. Mainly, if you look at the Kornit operations, it's the engineering organization, the supply chain organization, facilities and infrastructure, environmental health, safety, the ink plant, which is the one arm of the ink manufacturing for the company, and of course the manufacturing activities through full turnkey suppliers that are responsible for the delivering the hardware products to Kornit.
We will go further to this afterwards. And Ayelet, you are...
Yes, I'll do it shorter. It's much easier for the HR, right? So I'm Ayelet Orion-Goddard, CHRO of Kornit, which means leading the HR organization in Kornit around 8.5 years, enjoying every morning that I'm coming to work.
So I would like to start with you by asking, what is the most valuable intake from Kornit after doing this for 8 years? Almost 9.
People matters, of course, bonding matters, and the sky is not the limit, it's only the beginning for us.
Can you explain me a bit more how it comes or how do you do it in your day-to-day work?
Mm-hmm.
Starting with training, for example.
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for in people that you recruit?
Mm-hmm. So I think when we are recruiting people for Kornit, the culture fit is the most important thing. Of course, people need to be professional, and we believe that people that come to a certain job, they are professional and can fit, let's say, the regular criteria of the role. What we are looking is the organizational fit, the culture fit. This is really matters. The bonding, the collaboration, the courage, the resilience. So this is really something that we are looking at. And the attitude and the passion of people is a key success in Kornit.
Can I would say the onboarding process in Kornit is something that we are putting a lot of attention and focus on.
Can you explain a bit more?
As of the first day of the employee in Kornit, we are basically planning a kind of a onboarding process, which takes she or he throughout the introduction, understanding what Kornit is all about. What are the cultural elements? What are the personal elements? Meeting people, not necessarily for the first environment or the closer environment, but other, wider perspectives and people from other departments. It takes it through, I don't know, for the first few months. It's not something mm-hmm. that you do it for the first week. And we are putting a lot of attention on it.
And I think just to add to Ilan, that in all the surveys, in the feedback that we got from new employees or new leaders, the onboarding, the collaboration with the people, the feeling that they arrive to the great place is very, very obvious.
Can you take me a bit to the today in speaking about inclusion, inclusive, mm-hmm. being inclusive, it's a very, it's sort of a buzzword, mm-hmm. but I want to take you to the day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. I want to better understand what steps are being taken to create a safe and inclusive work environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you recruit people from all sorts of backgrounds in a very highly, you know, very, I would say, determined work. You work mm-hmm. a lot of hours in a global mm-hmm. area mm-hmm. with various people. Can you please extend a bit more about that?
So first of all, I think it starts with the attitude and the concept in with the leadership team that we are very inclusive in general, which means when we start the search, we approach different channels to bring variety of people in different areas, different backgrounds, which assist a lot in the recruiting process. Okay, so never mind if you're in Israel or in US, in Europe, we are looking always on the diversity and bringing from different channels the candidates, which help a lot. Later on, in the day-to-day, I think, in any core team, in any task force, in anything that we are doing, we are trying to integrate different people from different backgrounds, from different places, which create this inclusive. It's not only, you know, it's a mindset. It's a mindset of creative and express. Each one can express his best.
So you draw the map and the doctrine, how to do it, the strategy. Mm-hmm. how to create an inclusive mm-hmm. culture, mm-hmm. I would say. And you, as a leader, is the one to implement it through your teams. Can you tell me a bit more about leadership and how it helps you?
So first of all, let's just, for the diversity matter, diversity is also in Kornit, the number of, let's say, areas that we are touching. We are a software company, we are a hardware company, we are chemistry, we are
fashion,
designers. So really you see by design, we are basically very, very, very much inclusive, diverse. In terms of leadership, I think that the main issue is going through the knowing the people, spending the time with the people, elements of, let's say, managing by walking around. And something for that, I would say that the coffee breaks, the one-on-ones, the meeting, informal meetings, the way that people are basically expressing the importance of the diversity and their, I would say, acceptance that everything can be basically accepted, I think it's something very strong in Kornit.
And I will add, Ilan, it's also about training that we did for the managers, recruiting managers. It's about panels that we are
partnerships.
Doing. Partnerships. So many things that we are doing.
Give me an example of a partnership.
We are in US. We are have a joint venture with an NGO that promote people from different areas in the US, which we just started, and we are getting a lot of candidates, and we are trying to make sure that we can create the right environment for them to onboard to Kornit.
Can you provide me, please, insights into how Kornit ensures pay equity and equal opportunities to people?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great question. So first, we are very proud on it. You know, it's part of our day-to-day, but as a concept, it's not a criteria what is your gender in order to set your compensation and benefits. But in order to make sure that it's also being implemented, every process, if it's recruiting, if it's in the middle of the year salary process, bonus, RSU, we always check the pay equity. And I must, I'm very happy to say that in the last process, we saw that in many places, the women even got higher bonuses, RSU, which is great. And I think it's really pay for performance. It's about the performance of the people.
What is the upcoming plans for you regarding this? What do you plan to do in the future?
So first of all, I think that we are, let's say, keeping a highly awareness of this issue.
How?
making sure that we will look into each one of the processes that we are looking into, that we will be sensitive, that there is nothing, let's say, any kind of, let's say, mistakes or missing in those elements. That's one thing. By the way, just an example, my global management team.
How many people are in the global management team?
8 people,
yeah.
Or 7 people in the operations, and 4 of them are, 3 of them are women. So it's almost 40%.
And I'll just add, Ilan, that in Kornitz management, so the CFO is a woman, the person that is responsible for all Kornitz business is the CCO, is a woman, and me is a woman. So it's
and relatively, we are very technological company. And in areas that usually you will not find a lot of women, like mechanical engineering.
Okay? CFO, for example. CFO, it's not, rarely you find CFO a woman as a woman.
No.
A woman as a CFO.
CFO you will find, but mechanical engineering. For example, okay, so.
But I would like to say that part of our, you know, as a concept, we also partnership with NGO institute in Israel. It's called Boatot, for example, and another organization with robotics that really encourage women to take technology places in education. And so Boatot is in football, and the other one is really to promote technology education for girls.
And how do you measure the success of this impact?
So I think very easy one is in our survey. We have a specific question to ask people if they feel that they can be their authentic at work. I think this is really express the place of inclusion, and we got, even comparing to benchmark, a very high, it's around 88%, which is very, very high. And we also have round tables and one-on-one, and we are tracking it.
What do you mean by round tables? What do you do?
Which mean round tables? It mean that they
gather people
for, it could be the same unit, different units, according different occasion, and we just have an open conversation about what bothered them, what we need to change. I can tell you that never this issue raised, and the opposite.
So I'll give you an example. For example, if I'm a Kornit employee and I listen to this podcast now, I know that I have, for example, a round table in which I can share some of my thoughts and give you guys a feedback about what's going on, okay? I can have a one-on-one chat.
Mm-hmm. With everyone.
With
it's
the CEO.
Open door culture.
So these are the two main tools. And
the
survey.
We have the survey.
I'll give you an example.
It's a very, very important
thing. Part of the
thing.
Onboarding
yeah.
is that for the first 3 months for you in the company, definitely you will have a round table with the head of the department that you are working with. Okay? For example, I had yesterday with 3 of my employees that just joined 2 months ago. And it's fascinating to hear what people think after 1.5 or 2 months in Kornit. Okay, usually they're looking at the immediate, I would say, environmental and social elements that are very unique to Kornit versus other companies. Okay, what we talk, the inclusion, the open door, help and working in groups and teamwork and so on and so forth. And you see that what we are trying to get through the surveys, and we are getting it, it's coming in the real life as well. So people are talking about it, people are sharing this, and it's give us back the immediate feedback.
And also, we have many, you described few of our actions. We have so many.
No, I want you to describe more.
It's like we have be in each quarter, be quarterly meetings with the CEO. One is more formal, one is only Q&A.
Which you need to get registered to this?
No,
or
it's
just
Zoom,
open?
It's a Zoom, it's open.
Okay.
Each unit, each leader, like Ilan in the operation or another person in his unit, is doing at least monthly meetings with the entire team.
Okay.
Okay, there is really so many things that
Give me more.
I'll give you an example. Once a quarter, the entire organization meet.
Yeah.
And we are discussing issues that are not related to the operations.
Okay?
So we are bringing one of the executive management of the company to share about sales, to share about marketing.
It's a very interesting point that you raised, because you talk about inclusion, but in the end of the day, the work should be as well. You know, people should work together. It's a very inclusive work what you guys do. And you try to take someone from a different department and give his thoughts about someone from a different department and they
absolutely
the evolve and integrate.
The only way that we can basically...
I mean, knowledge-wise, it's a very...
And for the inclusion, because understanding really a company with such a diversity on so many disciplines... As I said before, software, hardware, chemistry, fashion, design, whatever. You need to have those important elements to understand the bigger picture, where Kornit basically is playing in the market, and how Kornit and your team specifically support the bigger picture or the business picture of Kornit. And this is something that even starting from our CEO, that putting a lot of attention on this issue on a quarterly basis, we are trying to make sure that everybody understand the strategy, the marketing elements, our strong technology, and so on and so forth.
And also, I would like to take from another perspective, also we encourage to share, and we share it globally or locally, about holidays of different, say, religious. It could be Muslim, Jews, Christians, whatever. So we are doing a lot of activities in the region and globally to encourage it as well. So I think it's really pride.
Ramadan, for example?
It's a great question. We had an amazing movie about the Ramadan, because many people even do not know exactly what it is. So two of our great employees share in an amazing movie. And we got such amazing reactions about it. And we just... did a video, shared it with the team. It was amazing. And we're doing it for Ramadan, but for other celebration as well. And I think this is create the, you know, the collaboration and the diversity together, which is great.
Let's talk a bit about CSR. You talked a bit about Boatot.
We have a lot of organization. So we have, for example, in Asia Pacific, a place for blind people. Because of our technology, we can promote it very much.
CSR is corporate social responsibility.
Yes.
I would just...
Right.
That's the title which I didn't...
Sorry, mention. And we promote it in the corporate, but of course in any region. We believe that we as a company need to give back to the community where we operate in. So it could be in Asia Pacific, US, Israel. In Israel, we have amazing partners. We have few, I said, Boatot. We discuss, we have it's called in Hebrew, Nare Aor, so Youth of Light, maybe, amazing organization. And we are trying in many aspects, or to give hours to work with the teams. Sometimes we donate, sometimes we're doing a cross-organization activity. We have the week of good activities that we do globally. So we are doing many, many of activities.
Ayelet, can you share a moment, both of you, actually, can you share a moment in Kornit that made you feel especially proud?
Well, I can say that throughout the last 1.5 years, and mainly throughout the peak periods of Kornit, I can see, at least in my organization, that as a team, and as a team that needs to react very fast to customer requirements, it's a matter of not taking no as an answer from any of our service providers, and making sure that there is no customer or sale activity that will be impacted from availability, on-time delivery, and so on and so forth. And you can see it throughout the team spirit that gather together in order to make sure that the target will be reached, whether it's on the manufacturing side, whether it's on the logistics side, whether it's on the order management and follow-up, and so on and so forth. So there is a lot of dedication and
commitment
to the business targets and to contribute wherever these people can contribute for.
I would like maybe to give a different perspective, another perspective, not a different, in two short stories maybe. One is a few months ago, I met a partner in Europe, and he asked who is the leader of the HR. So I was a little bit surprised why they want to meet me. You know, I do not sell anything. So I said, okay, it's me. Why? He said, you know, I met many companies. I'm working with a lot of companies. But you are doing something so great with your people. The passion, the commitment. I never saw such a team globally. So I think, so he said, what is your magic? So I think first the magic is the attitude, the spirit, the can-do attitude, which is amazing. So this is
the can-do attitude.
The can-do attitude.
Absolutely.
And really, the sky is not the limit. It's only the beginning. And the second one, which for me was really a proud moment this year. So unfortunately, one of our loved employees died after a severe disease. And the organization and the team that supported the family was amazing. Of course, as an organization, which this is very clear, right? The care of the organization. But one of the team members asked, maybe we'll do an initiative to donate vacation days. And globally, more than 100 days was gathered from the employees, even people that didn't know this person, which so emphasized the care and the love for the team members, which for me was amazing, definitely.
Thank you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.